WTOP News Time 3:22.
All eyes are on Michigan in the Republican race for the White House, and a surging Rick Santorum has been going after Mitt Romney on a bunch of fronts in Romney's native state. So will Michigan's February 28th primary be a game changer?
Joining us now, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Good to have you back, Gwen.
Good to be here.
So here's Rick Santorum not only gaining some traction in Michigan, he's gaining traction all over the country in the national polls.
That's the most amazing part of this, especially since if you go dig deeper into these polls, it becomes clear that a lot of the people who say that they are now in love with Rick Santorum can't tell you very much about him, which tells you that a lot of the shift towards Santorum is a shift away from Romney, but among the exact same people who shifted to Gingrich before, who shifted to Herman Cain, who shifted to Michelle Bachmann, that same core of suspicious anti-Romney voters keep searching for someone else. And this time, this week, they've landed on Rick Santorum, and he's going to obviously take as much advantage of it as he can.
Gwen, you know, it seems that part of the issue might be people poking fun at Mitt Romney's awkwardness. On Morning Joe this morning, they kept replaying parts from a speech where he said, "The trees are the right height in Michigan. I like the lakes."
I think that is a little awkward, but I think it is actually more than that. I think it speaks to the worst thing that you can do in politics is to intentionally or unintentionally give fuel to the stereotypes about you. And to the degree that there are stereotypes about Mitt Romney, that he doesn't connect with average voters, that he's kind of stiff, that he's a little bit just hard to warm to, everything he does and says which plays into that stereotype works against him. But what's more problematical for him are those voters out there who are very conservative and simply don't trust him. They don't trust him to carry their water, which means that they want the most conservative person in the race, whoever that happens to be that day, whether it was Newt Gingrich 2 weeks ago and today it's Rick Santorum, and that's where they want to land. Now, the problem for Romney and possibly for the Republican Party is where that takes the party in the fall election.
In our final 30 seconds, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, what's the buzz or lack of buzz on them?
Newt Gingrich has dropped off the face of the earth for now. He's out raising money, and he doesn't plan to compete in Michigan. He's going to leave that to Rick Santorum. Ron Paul is hoping still that the folks in Maine finish counting their caucus votes and give him an unexpected victory, but that's what happened to – this has been a crazy race. That's what happened to Rick Santorum, too, when suddenly he won Iowa like 4 weeks later. So I think right now they're on the sidelines, but there's another big debate next week, and we'll be watching that.
All right, we'll talk to you about it. Thank you, Gwen.
Take care.
You too. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal, airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.